right, this is Scott Wells for The Magic Word, and I'm here at the 4F Convention. In fact, there's finger-flicking frolic with the head porker himself, there's Obi O'Brien. Hey, Obi, how are you?
Very good, Scotty. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. And so what number is this? This is the
42nd time. 42nd consecutive times.
And this year we are honoring David Stone.
Yes, David Stone from France is a heck of a magician, and he deserves to be honored, and he's made all kinds of money selling DVDs and things like that. He's a hell of a guy.
He really is. He's really, don't you think, better known over in Europe than he is here in the U.S.?
Yes, he just finished 129 lectures in the European section.
And I know he had about a half dozen or so lectures like in Ohio and Indiana, and I've got him going on like about 19 cities.
Yes, I knew that too. Yeah, so he's been really busy this year, and of course, you know, the Linking Ring, he was on the cover. Sammy Smith put him on the cover of the Linking Ring for the month of April.
Right.
And he's got some good stuff, and he's one heck of a guy.
When did you first meet him, by the way? Did you meet him at FISM? Or?
Yeah, I met him either at one of the conventions in England or France or something like that. I can't remember. It could have been a FISM. And maybe it was a Macmillan's in England, but across the ocean many times, two or three times a year. So I get to see a lot of those guys over there.
And so you obviously saw him and were impressed by him at the time, and so we're going to have him come over here.
Very much impressed. You know, and I think he's been here five or six times at least.
Yeah.
And he's always been funny. And he even gets up at 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning to set up a gag, okay, for the 4F guys.
Yeah.
And when there's nobody in the room and nobody knows what's going on, and I understand he's already done that all, so I don't know what's coming up tomorrow.
Okay. So we're going to be honoring him. Actually, it's on Saturday night, just before the evening show. Is that
correct? It's 7:30 on Saturday night.
Yeah, typical. And we've got people from how many different countries here this year?
From 18 different countries, 56 contest winners. They're from all over the world. Ten of them that are here are going to be competing in FISM with their FISM act. So you're going to see 10 guys do with their act here over the next 3 days that they're going to compete in FISM in England in next July.
Awesome. And I noticed that, well, I'm going to talk to Glenn Brown a little bit later, but he had put together a different kind of a program here this year, electronic PDF.
He put us into the 21st century with it.
Really?
Yes, and you can put it on your iPad, you can put it on your phone. The things that he's done is unreal, and everybody that comes has an iPad or things, a phone like that. You touch one thing, you can go to the program. You touch another thing, it'll take you to the guy's website.
Right.
Everything else is really fantastic.
And it has a ton of information. It's easy access. It's kind of like a magazine, kind of on the iPad, that you can kind of go to, as you say, to their website. If necessary, you can find out who's doing the lectures. You can look back and see people who have come in the past, how many years they've been here.
Yes, and even on the dealers. You touch on the dealers,
right.
You know, you push Craig Dixon, touch his name, and it comes up as a website.
Go to his website.
Yeah, you touch Jupiter from, Jupiter doesn't have one, but you touch
Joker Magic,
and it'll go right to his website. It's really good.
Lots of very cool things, hopefully, that other conventions will follow. Of course, that this was the original close-up convention called Fechter's Finger Flicking Frolic after Eddie Fechter.
Correct.
Started at 47, actually more than 42 years ago, I guess. Kind of had people coming and decided to kind of get people together sitting around the table.
Yeah, we started in 1971, was the very first convention. And have you noticed, Scott, I don't know if you know, but you probably do, that the 4F book, the third one, has just come out and it just arrived today. So it's hot off the press. It's nowhere else. And H&R put it out, and it is a fantastic book. It's a $50 book. Great pictures, great cover, everything inside is fantastic. I just spent about 20 minutes looking it over. I didn't read the tricks and so on, but they're from tricks from guys all over the world. And in fact, 14 of the guys that are in there passed away on the tricks. It's been 21 years in the making of this book.
I remember when Charlie Randall was talking about this, so he's the one publishing this,
yes,
is that right?
Correct.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited about that and looking at it.
Me too.
So what are you looking forward to for this convention? I'll talk to you after it's all over. What about now? I mean, the beginning of this as we start.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing all the new people that are coming. I think there's 32 new people coming from, like I said, 18 different countries. And we're going to see a couple of stage acts that are going to compete at FISM right here on the floor. It's supposed to be close up, but it's really parlor. And you're going to see some great stuff. One guy from Taiwan, another guy from Hong Kong or whatever it is. and I've got 7 guys from France. I've got I think 6 guys from Italy. I've got 11 or 12 from England. I've got 18 from Canada. I got 1 from Malta. They're from all over the world.
Literally globally, yeah.
That's right.
Not like what it was when it was just kind of a few guys sitting around the table from Buffalo.
The very first one was 35 people, right, sitting around the table doing tricks for each other.
Well, it should be a lot of fun. Well, we thank you very much.
Okay, Scotty, it's good talking to you, and we'll talk to you later on Saturday night when it's almost over.
Okay, this is Scotty out.
Hello, Scott Wells for The Magic Word, and I'm here with Bruce Calver. Hey, Bruce, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm glad to see you have an iPad.
Well, yeah, I love this thing. It's, and so we're trying this on the iPad here today, doing a little interview with Bruce. Bruce being one of the past presidents of the Society of American Magicians. Of course, writes a regular column, Tech Talk, in the MUM magazine. Tell me, you've been writing this for almost 2 years now?
Almost 2 years now, and no end in sight. There's so much tech.
There's enough stuff coming out all the time.
And it changes every week.
Well, you were the one who certainly inspired me to get this iPad to begin with. I like the gig slips you were talking about. It's only $5.99, but if you don't have one, then it costs like
$599. That's right, because you have to get the iPad. Although now it works on the iPhone, so if you have the right contract, it's only $200 and $205.99.
And it is an awesome program too, by the way.
Thank you.
So it's a nice kind of integrated program that you can send out contracts and keep track of all of your shows. And
one of the nice things about it is because it sets up your gig slips and your show slips. I had somebody that came up to me one time and said, "I never use your program. I downloaded it and I never use it." And I said, "When was the last show you had?" And he said, "2005.
Oh, well, that's fine.
So I guess that won't work. Yeah, you have to have shows in order to
use it.
That's
right. That's exactly right.
So that's not a good idea.
Now, did you develop that because you needed on your own? You really needed to have something. You didn't find anything out there.
I was trying to give my carbon footprint better. I used to make up the show slips myself.
Yeah.
And then I thought, I have an iPad. I carry it wherever I go. And the problem is that when you're in the car and you're driving and somebody calls you for a show, I used to say, "Can I call you back when I get home?" Now I can pull over, get all the information I want on the show slip.
Right.
And then right from the car, email them a contract. Mm-hmm. So it has gotten me shows because of it.
Interesting. And it's also something that you can archive. You kind of go back and look and see. And
you can archive. Now we've added so many new features. You can export all your information for the year onto your computer.
Right.
So you can save it. From the slip itself, you can press on the telephone and call the person right from there. It gives Google Map directions on how to get to the show.
That's great.
Yeah, the only thing it doesn't do is collect the check.
Does it remind you then also next year? I mean, you're supposed to kind of like a tickler file that you're supposed
you
to
can
call
do that. You can do a tickler file. You can have it set up with your calendar on here so that an hour before the show, a day before the show,
it reminds you to do whatever you need to go buy your lemon for the bill.
Yeah, it's great. Every time we release a new version of it, one of our customers will write to us with a great idea to add to it. So we keep updating it every few months.
And again, you don't see any end in sight. It's always something new or some little thing you kind of tweak on that. And
I get letters every week on different apps that people have found. And I have to say that about 80% of all the magic apps that come out are trash.
Really?
are absolute trash. But it's the cream rises.
Princess card trick variations.
Or just touch here and this will happen. But I find that the cream rises to the top. And it's those 10%, 15% that you get that I write in my column. I don't waste the time telling you what's bad. I try and tell you what's good.
Right. And I remember in a recent column you were saying that most everything really works with the Apple products, not with the Droid. There are very few Droid programs.
I wrote a column because we were getting so many requests for Droid apps that I said, okay, I'm going to make myself find those Droid apps. And after 3 weeks, I found 4.
It was that frustrating.
There was only 4. Those are the 4 that work, and that's it.
Do you find the reason that most of the apps are crap, I guess crap apps, are CR apps, because they...
CR apps.
Is because that they're not magicians who are making these, but they're just somebody who's just wanting to put out a quick app and make 99 cents or something?
Probably so. I also find that a lot of the apps that use card tricks, they don't know about the chased order, and they don't know those extra little things that are necessary. Also, they have to look like the app is part of a magic trick and not the magic trick.
Right.
Otherwise, it just looks like a novelty thing. Well, the app is doing the trick instead
right.
of you.
That's the darn thing, you know, and
right.
we're just like, well, where'd you get that app? You know, instead of, you know, that was pretty cool. How'd you do that? It's like, how'd the app
that's
do
right.
that?
I will say that having developed apps, magic tricks, that it's not easy to get Apple to approve various things. There are some apps that are out there that use, like, let's say, the dialer on an iPhone.
Yeah.
And you can't use the dialer on an iPhone.
Hmm.
It's very difficult to get Apple to say yes. Luckily, because of a couple of people who pushed it, they will make exceptions, but it's very rare.
Yeah.
And so it's very hard to get a magic trick.
Because they don't want to mess with the Apple platform that they have developed.
That's their copyrighted platform, and they don't
right.
want you fooling around using it for bad things. So it's very difficult. So and there's only so many things you can do. There are other ideas that haven't been discovered yet. So,
well, let me ask the obvious question that everybody's, I know, waiting to find out, and that is, what would be the top three or four that you think you'd recommend that people have to have for their iPhone or their iPad?
Wow, that's a really good question. I know a few months ago I did a column that said after 2 years of doing this column, There are two or three apps that I would put on my front page. That's how I put it. And the number one app for me is Magic Shuffle, which was put out by Tenyo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of like the Invisible Deck.
Okay.
And it's just so clever and so easy. I absolutely love it. The other app that I love is something called Irene's Spirit, which is a whole seance presentation you can do in 20 minutes with the app. And I guarantee you, if you do it right, people will actually believe that you're talking to a psychic somewhere.
Awesome. Irene's
Spirit.
Spirit.
It's almost like doing a Ouija board over the internet.
Uh-huh.
And it's amazingly accurate.
So do people put their hands on your iPad kind of like a Ouija board?
They actually text back and forth to the spirit of Irene.
Well, they text to the spirit.
Yeah,
oh,
they ask the questions and so forth. And Irene answers them. So, you know, what color shirt is Jerry wearing?
Yeah.
So you type in, what color shirt is Jerry wearing? And she comes back with an orange, and she's
yeah.
right. You know, that kind of thing. It's pretty amazing. If you do it right, you can get a half-hour show just out of that. So those are my top two. And, of course, Mental Killer is a wonderful phone trick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even going to mention my own because that would be
Gig Slips, of course, is really great.
Gig Slips is great. Then there's a hidden gem that a lot of people don't know about called Meal Magic.
M-E-A-L.
Meal Magic.
Meal magic,
yeah.
Okay.
Like
that's not a recipe thing, huh?
No. It's called Meal Magic. It's actually two magic tricks that involve meals.
Yeah.
And it's a very inexpensive thing. And those that have it are using it in their acts. They're using it in the show.
Really?
Yeah.
So they introduce the iPad, and then they'll do the trick.
Or the iPhone. It actually works better on the iPhone.
Hmm.
Yeah, and they make phone calls, and there's two magic tricks that are involved in it.
Interesting. Well, I had one on my phone before, of course, that was Chris Kenner's Rising Card.
Excellent. And the number one app.
Oh, it is?
Oh, yeah. He's made tens of dollars on it.
Yeah.
No, he's done very well with that app. But he was there early.
Sure.
You know? Those early guys.
Well, some of the early ones, like the iBeer and the popcorn and all that kind of thing, you know, very popular when they first came out, I think. I don't know. I wonder how well they sell now that people figure out, well, there are other cooler things, you know.
And then, God forbid, somebody steals the idea. You know,
yeah.
I can't imagine that anybody would be stealing magic tricks.
Exactly.
Never happens, right?
So those would be the ones you'd recommend. Very
yeah,
good. Very good suggestions. Yeah, that's good. Well, Bruce, thank you very much. I appreciate your time over here. And what number of convention is this for you, by the way? Like
this
five,
is convention
six?
Number three.
Three? Oh, it's only your third one.
Yeah,
okay.
Three? Yeah, three.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, people ask me, you know, what's it like at the 4F convention?
Yeah.
And I'm going to give you the best description of the 4F convention.
Let me hear it.
All right? You see every card trick ever invented.
Mm-hmm.
Then on the second day,
You see every coin trick.
Coin trick. And then on the third day, every variation of the cards and coin trick.
Together.
Yeah. It's right. A lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. Well, the donut shop is open. Hospitality room's open, so I think I'm going to go up and have one over there.
Have a Timmy.
All right. Thank you, Bruce. I appreciate you very much for your time. This is Scotty out.
You're working.